Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Paper Towel Improv Podcast, Quick Bites with Rafi. Now, I have a couple of announcements to start off this podcast. First off, this will be the last episode of the Paper Towel Improv Podcast. So sad, I know. I can just hear the bagpipes, even though I'm not going to edit them in because that would take a lot of effort. But on the plus side, it's going to be the last episode because there's going to be a new podcast. That's right. It's going to be bigger, better, bolder, and many other words, other onomatopoeias or whatever the word I'm looking for is. But I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. You'll have to keep tuned to my social media that I'll plug at the end of the episode. Now, to round up this finale, we're going to do a sequel to a classic Paper Towel episode, and I got some of my favorite people on to do that sequel. What sequel is that, you ask? Well, it's Improv University. We got some college students on to do some college improv. We got four guests on today, and I'm going to introduce them one by one. First up, we got Caroline Eimer from the University of Arizona. Hey, Caroline, did I pronounce your last name right?
Yeah, I think so.
Awesome. That is the correct answer. I think so.
Yeah.
We got my cousin Xanthi Brown from Illinois, University of Northwestern. Is that right?
University of Northwestern College of University Scholarship Pursuits University. Yes.
These sound like things. I believe it. And again, from the University of Arizona, we got a lot of people from the U of A. We got Linda Varela. Did I pronounce your name right this time, Linda?
You pronounced it in the correct anglicized version.
Last time I didn't pronounce it right at all, so I'm just proud that this time I got it in the ballpark.
Amazing.
And finally, also from the U of A, we got Maddie Beatty. Maddie, please tell me I got that one.
No. Beatty, but that's okay because you know what? I said Google is goggle the other day, so we all do things we aren't proud of.
Wait, is it really Beatty?
It's Beatty.
I've been saying Beatty for 2 years.
I know, I don't correct people usually.
Neither do I. That's why this is called the Paper Towel Improv Podcast with Rafi and not with Raphael, her hair assistant. Now then, we're running out to this podcast, but we're starting up the new semester. My question today is, what are y'all doing this semester? I know I said I'd never start another episode with how's everyone doing, but I think with the new semester, it's an apt question. How's everyone doing?
Oh God, no.
That is the correct answer.
This is not it. Coronavirus is not it. It's not.
Oh, it's really not it.
Not where it's at.
So has everyone logged at least like 1 hour on Zoom today?
Oh God, I've logged least. Seven.
Yeah. Four. One per class, 1.5 per class.
I haven't even started Zoom like class and I've already been on Zoom today for like 2.5 hours so far.
I like that the shortest of the answers was 2.5.
Yeah.
Too much. 2.5 too much.
Yes.
I woke up at, this is my Zoom anecdote of the day, I woke up 2 hours late, and that meant, now I woke up just in time for class, I woke up at 8:58 for a 9 a.m. class, and what that meant was, I did the class in bed.
Nice.
Online college at its best.
True. The only plus to this whole situation.
Not having to find parking.
Exactly.
I wrote the class the other day, and then they made a point in the syllabus that we have to wear real people clothes. So I think that was an attack.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, I kind of forgot I was in a robe, and then I was like, oh shit. So I like really tightened it.
Especially don't like that because I don't think anything I've ever worn constitutes real people clothes. Like, it seems really unfair.
Then I won't have their rules.
Well, I think I'm ready to get into it. You guys want to take the first, second to last. Oh, that's heartbreaking. You guys want to take the second to last ad break and then get on with some improv?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy the anchor ad. everyone, we're back and we're going to get into some improv. If you're a regular listener of the show, then you probably heard the last time we played some short form games, and we're going to be doing that again. We're going to start with a conducted story. We enjoyed playing instruction manual last time, so we're going to play kind of a variation on that. I'm going to host it, and we're going to play with everyone else. It is a story-based game, so we're going to be telling you a story. I'm going to go to my favorite website, canigeta.com, to find out what this story is about. I think I'm going to get a suggestion of a relationship for that. We got security guard and janitor.
Janitor.
Oh, so this is going to be a story about the security guard and the janitor. Who do I want to start? Linda.
About 20 years ago, in a tiny, 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 tiny town, the population of 12...
Maddie.
A tiny, tiny, tiny town. The population was so small it only consisted of two people, and that was a security guard and a janitor.
Caroline. Caroline, you're muted.
They hated each other. It was always a battle of who's more important. They got the bell. They got the mop. Things never ended well.
Sampy.
Between the two of them, each of them thought the other was unnecessary in the town. For who was the security guard protecting? And for whom was the janitor cleaning? One day, these two juggernauts went into battle with each other with their chosen weapons of...
Linda.
Of a mop chosen by the security guard. And of one of those sticky things that cops have chosen by the janitor.
Maddie.
So naturally, the security guard was at an advantage as he could not only hit the janitor with the mop stick, but also tickle him with the mop head.
Caroline.
And little did he know that the security guard had a huge weakness for tickling devices. He actually had many more tickling devices in his secret locker in the underground lair.
Empty.
Unfortunately, neither of them knew that as soon as the tickling ensued, they would fall deeply in love and out of
Linda.
The relationship. As the tickle battle began.
Xanthi, I called Linda.
No!
Yes, and listeners, I didn't tell you this was an elimination game. So if people stumble or hesitate or do something like not like keep talking when I have called them someone, they are out.
Can someone tell the listeners that I'm crying right now, please?
I'm supposed to tell you Xanthi is crying right now.
Okay, bye.
She'll be back in a few minutes. Now, we're going to continue with part two of the security guard and the janitor. Let's see what happens after they fall in love. Maddie.
So the first thing that happened next was that they bought a home. And they had to buy a home with, you know, enough space to store all the cleaning supplies and other things. So they ended up buying, from that nursery run, the shoe. Because it had sort of the tall space so they could put all the mops.
And when they found that they could store all of their cleaning devices and all of their security guard devices, they also found that they had space left over. And they decided, we need something to fill that space.
Caroline.
And they knew just what to fill it with. A new population for their town with a bunch of tiny mini janitors and security guards. That they were going to create a little army of love to have the cleanest and quote unquote safest town in all of the gal.
And they would name each child combining their occupation. So the first baby would be security.
Linda.
And so they tried having a baby and they had one and then they had another one and then they had 15 more. and the janitor and the security guard with their 17 children.
Caroline.
All decided they were going to make a podcast together. The Brady Bunch, but in podcast form with more like 20 people on it rather than however many minuscule people were on the Brady Bunch.
Maddie.
And.
Ooh, that sounds like a hesitation. You guys can't see it, but Maddie just waved her arms in front of her face in defiance, and that means we only have two people left. We have Linda and Caroline. I can't wait to see what happens with the security guard janitor baby podcast. Linda, take it away.
So they started the podcast, but the two youngest children, one who grew up to be a janitor and one who grew up to be a security guard, decided that the war between their parents was not over, and so it would be reopened in a special podcast episode.
Caroline.
The War Returns. They were not very creative when it came to titling franchises. You can't blame them because how creative were their parents with names like Securajan and Genivity Guard, you know?
So. Linda.
So they decided that the only way to solve the problem of who was the winner once and for all was to have
Caroline.
A duel. But come on, how is anyone going to beat the army that has the mobs? Because not only do they clean, poke, stab, and tickle,
Linda.
But they have a.
They have.
I believe we have a winner.
It's me.
Hey. I was saying it was Caroline. You kind of hesitated there, Linda.
Oh, no. Caroline kept talking while I was talking over. It doesn't matter.
Oh my God, I didn't notice that.
You repeated my word, I said, and it turned into a.
We have a dispute here. Our final match will remain inconclusive for all eternity.
Yeah, but don't you want to know what they were going to turn into?
It shall remain inconclusive, so saith I. That is what we shall do for this dispute. But we shall also move on to our next game. We're going to play the game of Panel of Experts. This might be my favorite improv game. At least it was for, like, my first 2 years I did improv. So we're going on to, like, classic Rafi here. And it is a privilege to host it on this show. It's a character-based game, and it's a game where we're going to have our improvisers each play a different character, and they're going to answer different questions on, like, a game show-style format because we need to hear from our experts sometimes. I'm going to think up some questions as I host, and it's going to be a good time. Welcome to your favorite game show, the Panel of Experts. Today we have on some lovely experts, and we're going to hear what they have to say. For starters, Ms. Linda Varela, or the expert resembling Ms. Linda Varela, would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Pinky, and I am an expert on all things pink.
Wow, what an amazing coincidence with your name. I can't believe it. And next up, the expert resembling Xanthi Brown. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, love. Yeah, right then. My name is Miggy Arnstein. I'm an expert in bullshit. And yeah, I'm really an expert. Yeah.
Wow. And I can't wait to ask some bullshit-based questions. And next up, would the expert resembling Maddie Beatty, please introduce herself?
I'm a kindergartner. I'm an expert in crayons and paper.
Well, we have many listener suggestions resembling crayons and paper, so that's wonderful. And finally, would the expert resembling Caroline Eimer introduce themselves?
Yes, hello, thank you. I am an expert on all things related to the earth core and the molten in the lava. Yes.
What a wonderful thing to be an expert on. It's very practical. Well, we're going to get right down to questions. Our first submission asks, what should I be when I grow up? Pinky, I feel like you're going to be a good source for this. Why don't we start with you?
The obvious answer to who what you should be when you grow up is something that is your favorite color. For instance, everyone's favorite color should be pink. And what is the pinkest profession out there? Obviously, being a princess, because you get to wear pink dresses. So the answer is a princess.
Wonderful, Pinky. Thank you. And let's go in the reverse order of my square this time. Why don't we go to you, our expert on molten rock? What profession do you think people should go into?
Oh, I think people should go into professional tap dancing. People might not think it has a lot to do with the core of the earth, but it's actually very healthy for the earth's muscles when people tap dance on it. And it just is this incredible feeling. So I think getting together large groups of tap dancers is what the future of the world needs, paid at minimum wage, healthcare included.
That makes a lot of sense. And continuing on with the Zoom circle, let's go with our kindergartner. Now, what do you think people should be when they grow up?
My usual answer would be a unicorn, but I lost my unicorn stuffy at the park, so I'm a bit upset. So I suggest that when people grow, they should be probably a firefighter.
What a wonderful, practical answer. And now, we got one final person. Our expert in bullshit, what do you think people should be when they grow up?
Right then, love. Yeah, the truth about the world is you can be whatever the hell you want when you grow up if you know how to bullshit. So, you know, we're talking about rocks right now. We're talking about princess. We're talking about unicorns. You can be all of those things if you know, if you just say that you are. I'm telling you, I'm a scientist, okay? I research. I know a lot about anything science-y you want to ask me. Plants, animals, rocks, gardening, fish. I know it all, okay? So my answer to you would be, why are you limiting yourself to one thing? You can be whatever you want. Just say you are.
You actually know those things, or was that bullshit?
I mean, how would you know the difference, you know?
I don't.
I know those things.
Okay, well, next up we have another listener submission. This one comes from something that is not a pantomime question in my hand, but a very real listener submission. What is the most efficient way that I can invest? Where should I invest my money? I think it's a wonderful question, and it does not sound like something a host thought of in the spur of a moment. I think I want to go in the opposite Zoom square again. So this time, let's go ahead and start with our kindergartner. No, I don't know if you know what investing is, because, you know, you're a kindergartner, but it's when you put money in the bank and it grows over time. No, it's not. It's when you put money in stocks and it grows over time. So where would you put it?
I would definitely put my coins in the bank, if that's what you're asking.
That makes a lot of sense, sweetie. Thank you. Thank you so much. And now let's go on to someone more experienced. Our geology expert, where would you invest your money?
Yes, it's called reverse rocketry. It's the future. It's a new chain of rockets that we're working on here at the firm. And basically they, instead of shooting you into space, it shoots you into
the Earth's core?
Yes, but it's entirely safe. We have a 17.5% return rate. So, yes, reverse rocketry. With your money, we can get the percentage rate up to at least 19 by 2060. Thank you.
Did you say 2016 or 2060?
60.
Wonderful.
40 years.
Great. Next up, let's go back to Pinky. Where should our listeners invest their money, Pinky?
I think that listeners should invest their money in the smartest place possible. And if you ask me, there are things like social media and those kind of companies like Uber and Lyft that, you know, they're going to fall out of fashion eventually. But you know what never falls out of fashion?
Think.
Other than that, children. Because there will always be children. And so, what do children like? They like toys. What is a good toy company? Mattel. Why are they the best toy company? Because Barbie, and Barbie is the epitome of pink. So there you
go. I want to apologize for putting words in your mouth, Pinky. You're a multi-dimensional person. I shouldn't have guessed you were just going to say pink.
Thank you.
Next up, we got, to finish off this question, before we go on to the question three, our final question, we got our expert in bullshit. Where should our people invest their money?
Well, cheers, love. I would say, first of all, Lava Girl really knows what she's talking about. But being an expert in investment, basically what investment is you got, well, there's dividends, right? And then there's, well, your money. And so you put that in the bank, and yeah, it's really quite simple after that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, right, though? Yeah, it makes sense to you, right?
Not really, but it could be bullshit, so I'm not going to question it.
I mean, it's got to have something to do with dividends, right? Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah, there you go. Good luck.
And we have one final listener submission. This listener wants to know, this listener is socially distancing from everyone, and they want to know how they can have a safe vacation. That is a wonderful question. Where would you guys go for a safe vacation right now? Oh, let's start with Pinky. I want to know how, I want to get the pink perspective on a safe vacation.
You see, a safe vacation is somewhere where you don't have to see anybody. So what I would say is just go climb the tallest mountain you know and watch the sunset. It's pink. It's perfect. There's no one around. It's romantic. So you can have romance with yourself. It's great.
Wonderful. Let's reverse the Zoom circle again. Let's go on to our bullshit expert. How would you go on a safe vacation right now?
Yeah, so I do know what a vacation is. I do know that. And
do you?
Yes, and going onto it doesn't make a lot of sense because I do believe it's under. You can't really get on it. So I would say start digging. Yeah, that's real. Yeah.
I'm sure that was very informative. And now, let's go on to our kindergartner. How would you go on a safe vacation right now?
I would probably just close my eyes.
Oh, that was so cute. Well, we have one final contestant for our final question. Our geology expert, how would you go on a safe vacation?
Yes, the safe vacations are volcanoes, and we have installed some new glass ceilings that we put on top of the volcano, so your family can have a whole vacation house safely on the volcano, and it has environmental heating from when the lava explodes, and sometimes you get to see fireworks from, extra ashes. There you go. Get your coupon today. Expires in 2021, so time's ticking.
And that was the game of Panel of Experts. Thank you all for tuning in. I also have to give a shout out to Maddie for saying the first unironically cute thing ever said on this podcast.
That was your...
I do what I can to be youthful.
Awesome. We're going to go on to the game of Park Bench. If you've ever been on a bench in a park, you kind of get the idea. It also is reminiscent of the taxi cab game we played last time. If we enjoyed that, so we're going to play a game similar.
I have a question.
You may ask a question, Maddie.
Does this bench specifically have to be in a park?
That
what
is
about a
workshop question.
Bench? Or a backyard bench?
It is called Park Bench, so I'm going to assume it has to be in a park.
Do you have to park the bench, or like, is it already there?
It's not that movable. It's just, okay. Before we start playing, we're going to take the time to draw these ground rules because of the questions of Maddie and Zandy. It's a bench in a park, and it is not movable. It's bolted to the ground, so it's already parked.
For improv, that's pretty rigid, Rafi. I don't know if this is, you know, really helping your look right now.
You know, it's the last episode anyway, so it's fine. On that note, we're going to get started. What was I saying? I was explaining the game. One person's going to come in, and they're going to start playing a character. Someone else is... No, wait. What, Linda, do you want to explain this? You did a better job explaining it before.
Sure, I will explain the park bench game. So
thank you very much, Linda.
There will be a park bench, and one person will come sit on it. And they will be alone, and then someone else will come, and they will set the tone for the scene. So if somebody makes a voice like, oh my God, it's so good to see you, the other person is going to respond with a similar voice and mannerism. A scene will play out. Rafi will call scene, and the original person will leave, and another person will come in and do the same thing, set the scene. And we go until the person who started is the person who walks in, and that is the game.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Linda.
You're welcome.
It's a classic character mirroring game. Whoa. I'm going to get two people up. Who wants to go first? I'm going to call in two people. Can I get Linda and can I get Maddie?
Are you sure? Who's coming in?
That is a wonderful question. Thank you very much, Linda. Linda, you want to come in?
Sure.
Maddie, you're going to start on that park bench.
All right. On a park bench. Not a backyard bench. Simply a park bench.
Howdy, partner. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty dandy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Did you hear about what Elise did?
You're going to have to say that again. My hearing's not super great. Who did what?
Oh, did you hear about what Elise did?
Nah. No, maybe I did. Maybe who knows if I did. I did not say nerd, though.
Well, what Elise did was, there was a snake, right?
Oh, yeah, that one snake, the blue one.
Yeah, the blue snake. That's right. So maybe you did hear about it.
Maybe I did. Yeah, I wouldn't have said no.
But yeah, so apparently the snake had gotten to her yard, right?
Yeah.
And usually she would have killed the snake.
Yeah.
But this time she decided to adopt the snake.
Oh.
And so they're having a birthday party for the snake.
Does the snake have a name?
I've just heard it called the snake. I think the snake is its name.
All right, so I'm naming the snake Snake.
No, I think it's the snake.
The snake, like first name, the last name, Snake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll make it a cake and say, here's a cake for the snake.
Oh, wow. They'd love that.
Yeah. Scene.
I did not say no. I would never.
Linda, because I haven't played this game in like forever, so I may need a refresher. You're the person who's already in there, and then someone else enters.
Yes, exactly.
I understand. I believe I am in the mood to enter. Rickman. Mwahahaha. Gerald, have you finished the park bench experiment?
Joe, I have finished the park bench experiment.
Wonderful. Sitting on that bench for 5 hours must have been incredibly painful, but I'm sure you've got all the data we needed.
I do have all the data we needed. I no longer have an ass, though.
You no longer have a what, Gerald?
I no longer have an ass.
It worked perfectly.
It did. Maybe we should sell this as the new weight loss program.
Why, yes, Gerald, I'm seeing you're now 10 pounds shorter.
Exactly, because I no longer have an ass.
Ah, people would buy this for millions, Gerald. All of America would love to get rid of their ass by sitting on a park bench for 5 hours.
That is the new trick. I will patent it now.
Scene. You heard the new ass removal system here first on the Paper Towel Improv Podcast.
I like that. Linda's ass weighed 10 whole pounds. That's a lot of ass.
I apologize for overweighing your ass in audio form, Linda. Caroline, you want to come do a scene?
Yeah.
Awesome, let's do it.
Rafi, are you kidding me?
I'm sorry, I'm just sitting here. Look, it's
like you didn't tell me you were gonna look this beautiful. You didn't prepare me.
Thank you so much, Brenda.
Rafi, you know, I'm always going to tell you. You are beautiful.
Brenda, that means so much. Look, I wasn't gonna do this, but since we're here in this beautiful
park
at 5 p.m. on a Tuesday, would you marry me?
Yes. I just knew if I told you you were beautiful 17,000 times, you would finally ask me to marry you. And that is the secret to a happy marriage.
See? You heard those things here first on the Paper Towel Improv Podcast, the ass removal system and the sequel to a happy marriage. That was the trick. If you wanted to find out, you had to listen until the last episode, people. Xanthi, you want to do the last scene with Caroline? Oh, wait, no, that's right. There's two more scenes. I just remembered how this works. You want to do one of the last scenes?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Moo!
What's up, Moo Jint?
No! You didn't tell me we're back in town!
Ooh.
Well, yeah, dude, back home they ran out of grass, bro. Can you even believe that?
Man, and like the stenches in this town, they just really make me moo, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I know exactly what you moon. Oh, God.
Well, you know, and like, how come they always talk about the wolves at the moon when we're the ones that go
moo, right?
Moon calendar? Nobody ever talks about us, dude.
Every calendar should have a moon on it and a cow jumping over it. Maybe we should get that patent.
Dude, nobody thinks that we're the cool animal, bro, but we have so much cool stuff. We have mooing.
Moo.
We jump over the moon.
Jumping.
More mooing at a
scene.
Everyone's always talking about wolves. Who do we get now? Is it Xanthi and Maddie? Am I keeping track right? I am. Awesome. Maddie, you're muted.
Fuck.
Don't worry, I can edit that.
Sorry, I'm a bit gassy, love. Do you mind if I pop a squat next to you?
Oh, yeah, love. That's what I've been doing all day. Take a fart. It's not a big deal.
Oh, goodness gracious, this tea.
This tea, love. What kind of tea you been drinking?
Earl Grey.
Oh, that's the worst one. I tell you every time. Oh, here it comes.
I know. Usually crumpet keeps me nice and together, but today I don't know what's going on.
I think it's something in the tea water, I tell you that right now.
Probably in the air too. This park bench is a bit musky.
But I'll tell you what right now, we're not going to get each other sick, right? Yeah.
No, we're not.
I never wanted to call scene on that.
Trying to grow up really fast.
We're going to move on to our final game, and that is the game of Party Quirks. In the game of Party Quirks, we're going to have Caroline out of the room, out of the Zoom, going to be guessing something's going on. What's she guessing? She's guessing. We're going to be getting suggestions of objects from canigeta.com, and she is going to be guessing what we are. We're going to be playing those objects coming to her party. She's going to get a few seconds to come into and set up her party, and then we're going to start knocking on the door. It's going to be fun. Caroline, you want to get started? Make it so you can't hear us. I think she already can.
Yes, perfect. I'll mute you guys and then let me know when to come back by waving.
Okay, there we go. Perfect. I'm gonna get those suggestions. We were going to start with Linda. Linda, you want to be a comet?
A what?
A comet, like from space.
Yes, I will be a comet.
It's what the website gave me. You're a comet.
Cool. Amazing.
Xanthi, you're second in the order. That is a terrible object. I'm going to get you a better one. You want to be a spring?
A spring, like a little, like one of these.
Yeah, you know, they do this, yeah.
Yeah, these.
Yeah, it'll be an experiment, but it'll be fun.
Okay, can do.
It's better than the first noun it gave me, because the first noun it gave me was eloquence, so I think it's better.
I can become eloquence, okay.
Yeah, make her guess that. Maddie, let's see what we got for you. We got, these all suck, I'm so sorry, pie. We got pie, that's a good one.
Okay.
Awesome. What do we got for me? The sunset. That's not an object. I don't want to make her guess that when I promised her objects. These are all concepts. This is... Jeez. Okay, let's do a quick review. Linda, what are you?
I am a comet.
Xanthi, what about you?
I'm a spring.
Maddie, what do you got?
I am pie.
Not pie the number, but pie the food for our confused, possibly confused listeners at home. It was P-I-E, and I am cheese. Xanthi, I believe you have your hand up.
I do have a question.
What's up?
Are we coming in one at a time, or are we going in together?
We can be in at the same time, but we're going to come in one at a time.
Okay.
But the nice thing about two of us being in there at once is we can help each other out. So if Caroline doesn't seem to be getting it, we can help give her hints. Okay, let's go ahead and wave Caroline down. Hey, Caroline!
Okay, I can hear you guys.
Yay! Cool, cool. Feel free to set up your party.
Alrighty, so we're going to get a little sparkle there, a little sparkle there. Glam, light, passion, fire. My party is ready tonight. Now. Where are these party guests?
Caroline!
Oh, yes! Come on in and bring the little puppers, too.
Hello, it's been 75 years. I have been waiting so long for another one of these iconic parties.
Yo, that's a lot of math, man. But welcome.
Thank you. I've been traveling, through... all of the universe for so long.
Like a rocket ship?
I'm better than rocket ships. I'm actually natural. Those are man-made.
Oh, you're like an eagle? Or
please.
A cloud?
Oh God, I can fly so much higher and so much faster than clouds. And also, don't you see my fabulous tail? I'm much prettier than
clouds. Yes, the unicorn, Pegasus, flying creature in the sky. But you're an object, so I can tell by your shiny plastic color, if that's right.
I wouldn't say plastic. You know, my shininess comes from, the ice on me. You know.
The snow cone? You know, let's get some other party guests in here. Yes, Madeline, come on in.
Hi. My crust fell off in the car.
Your crust did?
Yeah, and one of my pecans.
Like, your pie? The pecan pie?
Yeah, and I'm warm now because that thing over there is helping me stay heated.
The oven.
No, ovens can't fly.
Oh, the sun.
You got Maddie with pie. She's just giving you hints for Linda. Caroline.
Oh, wait, yeah,
sorry, I'm pie. Hi.
Sun?
Bye.
Yes, next guest. Thank you.
Whoa! Boing, boing, boing. These decorations just want to make me hop all around. Boing.
Wow, are you a little bouncy ball, basketball,
some people
soccer ball?
Not exactly. I'm a bit more practical, but you would never know. Moing, moing. You got a stapler anywhere? I'm feeling cold.
Are you a staple?
Not quite. Moing, moing. Oh,
I need a boing. A slinky?
Oh, getting closer. I look a little bit like one, don't I? Don't you think so?
A spring?
Got it. Whoa. I can't believe you don't recognize me. Last time you saw me, you said that I was such a shooting star.
Yeah, Comet, like...
Yes! You got it.
No, Comet was so close.
And the unicorn.
This party looks great. Can I have some?
I gotta go because I got glitter in my eye. I gotta go get that out.
This party looks great. Can I have some of that hot chocolate? I think it's Swiss Miss.
Oh, Mr. Marshmallow. And a little spoon in the cup.
No, but he's my cousin.
The mug, no.
No, I'm more of a dairy kind of person.
The milk.
Look, you're very close. You're doing a lot, Cheddar.
What cream?
No, you're doing a lot, Cheddar, but.
Let's take a photo, everybody.
Cheese.
Yes. Yay.
All right, now the party's really over because I think I have to go to the hospital.
She's lactose intolerant.
And the glitter in my eye. It's really weird.
There's a comet in her house.
That was the game of Party Quirks and the last improv segment on the show, but don't worry, because we got a plug segment coming at you. So enjoy this bookshop ad, and we'll be right back.
Hello, listeners. I'm here to tell you about the official new Paper Towel Improv Podcast, Quick Bites Bookshop. That's right. If you want to get your improv fix, you can head to this bookshop to get your improv fix on paper. Whether you're a seasoned improviser looking to deep dive into some improv books, you want to try improvising and you want to read about it first, or you're just an improv fan and you want to read about some improv history, or as you read about some improv theory on paper, you can read about it at this bookstore. That's right, so go to bookshop.org/shop/paper_towel_podcast, just like the Instagram handle. Again, that's bookshop.org/shop/paper_towel_podcast. Over there, I found some great books for you that you're sure to love. Tune into the rest of the show, and I'll see you next Thursday.
Hey everyone, we're back with some plugs. We're going to start with Maddie. Maddie, what do you want people to know about?
I'm really scared of fish. Just kidding. If you want to follow me on the old Grammy Gram, my Instagram name is MaddieBeatty_, and if it ever shines on the light of day that Tucson Improv Movement opens its hallowed doors up to us, in person, I will be there, but we'll probably be doing more online stuff soon because I've sort of not done any, so I need to do that.
Ooh, cool. Yes. Well, that is true. Go follow Maddie on Instagram and keep in touch with the Tucson Improv Movement, which I'll address more in my plug. I shouldn't be stealing other people's plug time. Let's go on down the line. Linda, what do you have to plug?
So I am a film student at the University of Arizona, and one of my
film students on this podcast, how dare you?
I know, right? And I made it, one of my works made it onto the MoCA 5-Minute Film Fest, which you can find on the MoCA Tucson YouTube channel. And you can check out my work there, and you can also follow me on Instagram at lala.lind. I got that handle before La La Land came out.
to say.
Yeah, I always thought it was a pun on the movie.
Nope.
Wow. Well, next up, we got Caroline Eimer. Caroline, what do you want to tell people about?
I just want to tell people about how serious I am about bringing the reverse rocket to the attention of the Space Force. So just keep your eyes peeled in the news the next couple weeks, because I think it's going to go through the systems up to the bigwigs, like, really fast. So it's basically everything.
As long as Donald Trump listens to this before November, I think you'll get your pitch in.
Yeah, sounds good.
Xanthi, what do you want to tell the people about?
First, I just want to say that Bullshitters United stands with Caroline on her reverse rocket idea. I, myself, literally am never engaging in any kind of pursuit. But you can watch my stupid YouTube videos if you want to. They're on the YouTube channel is called Panna Brown, PANABROWN. I think that's how you spell it. And it's just a bunch of stupid bullshit, really. So yeah, that's all I'm ever doing. So I also just want to say a few words to Rafi's podcast. Rafi's podcast, you'll be dearly beloved by all who have listened to you. And you've changed so many lives. You were such a good man. Thank you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. thank you, Xanthi. Bullshitters United. I wish luck for Bullshitters United and to the Rocket. I believe it is my turn for plugs. As always, you can follow me at rockin_Rafi on Instagram. I also have a couple of cool announcements to make. If you don't follow me on the socials, you don't know that I'm about to start coaching my first adult improv team. I've coached teenagers, I've been the assistant coach for adults, but as of next week, I'm going to be coaching adults and I'm going to have my own assistant coach. It's going to be a wild ride and I am so excited. As I mentioned, this podcast is ending because I'm starting a brand new one. It's also going to be improv-based. I don't want to tell you the details yet, but it's going to be bigger and really cool. I don't have the social set up for it yet, but I'm going to be recording a couple of pilots for it next week. I don't really have the social handle for it set up yet, but I do know that you can follow me for updates at rockin_Rafi, and there will certainly be updates. That's it for my plugs, but before I go, I just have some people I want to thank. I want to thank Susan Leonetti big time for just supporting the show from the get-go and helping out. I want to thank Ramzi Atia for writing the music and Lee Cameron for doing both logos for this show. I don't think people know that the original logo for this show was me writing the title on an actual paper towel and taking a picture of it. So she was a big help. I want to thank every improviser who ever did this show and all the listeners who did it. Y'all Tucson people are really cool and it was really nice. I want to thank all my repeat guests, especially everyone on here today for coming on twice. Y'all are real troopers for coming on and doing improv on Zoom. Especially a lot of my repeat guests didn't even have any Zoom improv experience and they just came on here to try it out. And that was super fun. This was a really fun experiment and I'm really glad I got to do it. This was my first time podcasting and it was super fun. So thanks for tuning in everyone. And signing out for the last time, I hope you have a great week. Thanks for listening. Bye. I'm gonna click end recording if I can find it.